People of London, can you cope with a bit more? If you're feeling it, I know there's people with dogs and stuff at home, and you know, I know personally my own children are at home wondering where I've gone, but you know, that was weeks ago now. They'd be alright, wouldn't they? Fuck it, they're pretty quick, they pick up on stuff, they'll be alright. Okay then. So this is a tune about when my girlfriend cheated on me and I came home and caught her in the fucking middle of it all. So it's a Christmassy one. That my bird had a new haircut, third new haircut in a week, and scratches down her back, and the scratches were red, and I could clearly see it poking out from under the bed. These right long scissory fingers, and the scissory fingers were attached to the leathery covered arms attached to Johnny Depp under my bed in his Edward Scissorhands outfit. Johnny Depp with me bird. Johnny Depp with me bird. Johnny Depp with me bird. I think I'm gonna have to have a word with me bird. So I says to me bird, is this why you never text me back anymore? And is this why you've always got new haircuts and you just come up with reasons to avoid turning up to me gigs? And she said, well, I didn't want you to kick off and go mental and get sectioned again. I said, look, love, it's bad enough coming home to find you shagging somebody else, but Johnny fucking Depp in his Edward Scissorhands outfit, that really chafes. That chafes me to bits. And I looked at Johnny Depp and I grabbed him by his ankles. I pulled him out from bed. I was gonna smash his fucking head in, or at the very least I was gonna bury him up to his neck in sand and put an ice skate on my foot and kick his face off. But then I looked at his face and I thought, look at all them little cuts on his face. Oh, Johnny Depp's got tiny cuts all over his face. I thought, why am I getting so angry for that poor guy? He's got cuts on his face, they're probably caused by them scissory hands. I thought, them scissory hands, that's awful, poor fella. I never looked at it like that, but scissory hands is massive disability. You could get a DLA for that, mate, you could, honestly. I'll help you fill the forms out, because you won't be able to hold a fucking pen, will you, you scissory bastard? And I thought, with them scissory hands, I thought, how does he wipe his ass? How does he wipe his ass? It must really, 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 really chafe when he tries to wipe his ass with scissors for hands. And then I thought, poor bastard, if I smash his face in, it'll be like kicking a spastic out of a wheelchair. I couldn't do that, no way, that'd be wrong. He's disabled, he's got cuts on his face. I thought, with them scissory hands, how does he roll a joint? How does he skin up? It must be pretty haphazard. It must be like this, all over the floor. I thought, with scissors for hands, how does he have a wank? How does he masturbate? How does he satisfy that basic human urge to spunk on the curtains? And I thought, his hands are made of scissors. Oh, poor lad. But then I thought, hang on a minute though, I thought, wait a minute though. He doesn't need to have a wank, does he? It's me shagging my bird! Johnny Depp with me bird! Johnny Depp with me bird! Johnny Depp with me bird! I think I'm gonna have to have more words with me bird! And so I lent Johnny Depp 20 quid because he was disabled. And Johnny Depp got a taxi from Barker End, which I thought was weird because I thought he lived in Los Angeles, you know. And I give him half my last little brim of hash because he said he had no smoke until Gyro Day. I thought, hang on, I thought you were in films. But anyway, I give him a bit of draw. I don't, do you know, I'm gullible, me. My mum always says too soft, and I said, what do you mean? And she punches me in the face. And then Johnny Depp fucked off in taxi, and it was just me and Dawn. And I said, Dawn, Don, come on, you could have talked to me about this shit. Why have you been shagging Johnny Depp behind my back? That really hurts, man. I've been on tour with Cosmo. And it's been quite a difficult week. Cosmo said we were on the proper big tour and that. And I met him at King's Cross, and he gave me an Oyster card, and then he got into a limo. Full of fit birds, fucking cocaine them. Fucked off. It's been like that all week. And I says, Dawn, what's Johnny Depp got that I haven't got? And it was a right long list of stuff that Johnny Depp's got that I haven't got. Like, for example, he's really good looking. He doesn't have a purple nose. He takes his coat off in the house. He never shits himself. Apparently he's got money and he's in films and he's really good looking. He's really kind and he gives her cuddles, even when she's had that PMT. I said, is that that type of acid that you smoke that only lasts for 10 minutes? And she said, no, Christopher, that's DMT. You dyslexic knobhead. And I thought, there's all these things Johnny Depp's better at, and he's got everything. And then she said he could stay awake after sex. Flash bastard. And then she said he could stay awake during sex. Oh. That really upset me, that did. And then I thought, there's got to be a silver lining to this, though, hasn't there? I thought, you know, there always is. I thought, well, there's got to be something. And then I thought, oh, yeah, just remembered something, actually, about something that came in the post the other day. It's just reminding me. There's something that Johnny Depp's got now they didn't have before he met my bird. There's something that Johnny Depp's got now bird. Johnny Depp with me bird. It didn't even help when I had a fucking word. Thank you.